Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL.
Penny and Pup by Linda Jennings. On the first night in her new home, Penny had whined and howled and scratched at the door, so her family gave her Pup to be her friend. Pup was all squashy and floppy, and he lived in Penny's basket. She chewed and loved him to bits. One day, Penny and Pup went out into the garden. Henry the cat was sitting in the yard. "Hello, Penny," said Henry. "Where are you going?" Penny put Pup down and gave him a little lick. "For a walk," said Penny. "Just Pup and me." "Well, can I come too?" asked Henry. "Pup only wants me for his friend," she said. "Sorry." And picking Pup up again, she trotted down the path. By the back gate, Betsy the rabbit was sitting in her hutch. "Penny," she cried, "come and talk to me. I'm lonesome." "Pup doesn't want to stop and talk. We're going for a walk, just Pup and me," said Penny. "Sorry." And off she went, with Pup's long legs trailing behind her. On the edge of the lawn sat Matt the fox cub. "Come and play with me," he barked. "Pup doesn't like playing with foxes. We're going for a walk, just Pup and me," said Penny. "Sorry." Penny turned her back on Matt and walked with Pup across the yard to the garden shed. Under the shed was a big space. Penny put Pup down gently and sniffed. It smelled exciting there, like mice and old bones. "Let's go exploring, Pup," said Penny, and pushing Pup in front of her, she squeezed her head under the shed. Penny tried to follow Pup. She wriggled and squeezed and wriggled, but she was too big to crawl into the space. "Pup, Pup," she called, but of course, Pup said nothing. Penny tried to pull Pup out again, but she couldn't reach him. She couldn't even see him. Penny sat down and cried. What would she do without Pup? And what would Pup do without her? Matt the fox cub heard her and came trotting across the yard. "I'll help you," he said. But though he wriggled and squeezed and wriggled, he couldn't reach Pup either. Henry the cat was sitting on the fence and he saw Matt trying to rescue Pup. "I'll help you," he said. But Henry was a fat cat and he couldn't even fit his head under the shed. Along bounced Betsy the rabbit. She was feeling happy because she had escaped from her hutch. "I'll help you," she said. And since Betsy was a small rabbit, she was able to wriggle and squeeze and wriggle under the shed, but Pup wasn't there anymore. Matt and Henry and Betsy all helped Penny to look for Pup. They searched behind the shed. They searched in the flower beds. They even searched in the pond, just in case Pup had fallen in. But Pup wasn't anywhere to be found. And then suddenly, there he was. Pup was in the hedge. A family of mice had dragged him there, and now they were all curled up together, fast asleep on Pup. Penny looked at Pup and she looked at the mice. It didn't seem right to disturb them. "Now can you play with us?" meowed Henry. "Yes, do," cried Matt and Betsy together. "You don't mind, do you, Pup?" asked Penny. But Pup, of course, said nothing. "All right, I will play with you," said Penny, and she raced and chased and raced all around the garden with her new friends. Penny was having such fun that she forgot about Pup. When it was time to go home, Penny remembered poor old Pup lying in the hedge and went back to fetch him. The baby mice were still asleep, but their mother was awake. "Pup makes such a cozy bed for my babies," she said. "May we borrow him for a while?" Pup did seem very happy with the little mice. "I think Pup would like to stay with you," Penny said. "I always thought he needed a few more friends."
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.